We are now in the area occupied by the mine watchmen, who were in charge of making sure that the work got done correctly and of keeping track of the progress made by the pickaxe miners, drillers and pit prop installers, who were paid by the amount of progress they made and not by the number of hours they worked. To become a watchman, a miner had to prove his worth in his trade. Normally, miners began as assistants who worked under pickaxe miners, drillers, machine room operators or any other miner holding one of the many positions that were found inside the mine. Over the years, once the trade had been learnt, the apprentice could move up from his position of assistant to whatever position he had trained under. Later, if any of those young miners did his job exceptionally well, he could move up to be a watchman for the pickaxe miners, the brush winning machine operators, or the drillers, amongst others. Thus, the miners' status changed inside the mine, and watchmen had their own area, the area we see here, which was separate from that of the rest of the miners. In fact, the rest of the staff could not enter this area. The main difference when compared with the miners' area was that there were individual showers which were separate from those of the rest of the staff, and there were sinks with mirrors. Likewise, this area was much better equipped and cared for than the one used by the other miners. At the end of the 1990s, excellence at work played less of a role in the appointment of these watchmen, who were highly trained in the art of mining, and they were no longer given the post based on their experience or skill, but instead on other, less noble criteria. This is when the mining industry began to decline.